Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You're listening to the Sons of Liberty, and I'm David Knight, filling in for Bradley Dean. Thank you, Bradley, for the opportunity to address your audience. I heartily endorse that statement that you have there about the foundations of our country. We're seeing those foundations get kind of shaky, aren't we? We have Davos challenging the very foundation of that, and the mainstream media wants you to think that globalism and Davos are dying. But then, you know, we don't have the important people there this year. Soros canceled. They said he had a scheduling conflict a month from now. You had Bill Gates not show up, but he was never scheduled to be there. At first, they were saying that Klaus Schwab was not going to be speaking, but he did speak. They said he was feeling sick. But nevertheless, mainstream media said maybe the reason most of the heads of state are not there is because globalism is dying. Maybe globalism is dying because we've got a war in Europe. And people are concerned that it's going to turn into a world war. Well, there's lots of rumors of war, aren't there? And there's a lot of escalation of that as we move further into this year. You've got the UK sending modern tanks to Ukraine. At the same time, Ukrainian people who are refugees in the UK said, we're going back to Ukraine so we can get health care. The social medicine system, the NHS in the UK, is so bad, people are having to wait for so long that they're going back to Ukraine. They'd rather go to a war zone than to be put on a waiting list and die. So as we look at this, is globalism dying? Don't believe it for a moment. This is exactly aligned with a satanic agenda. When you look at what Davos is doing, pushing transhumanism, pushing the central control of everything into a world governance, if not into a world government. All of these things are moving along. Actually, they're escalating. And we're getting new frightening details all the time about the world that they have designed, new demands of things to be taken away from us. And so I think as part of that, they are trying to walk this back a little bit and say, yeah, you've got some breathing room here. Don't let your guard down. And you have to understand how we counter this. I keep a running countdown on my show and on the David Knight Show. You can find davidknightshow.com. I keep a running countdown each day about how many days it's been since we had the executive order on that Friday the 13th of March 2020. How many days it's been, and we're over 1,040 days now. I think it's now 1,042 is what it was today. And as that has happened, they have pushed us into a system where they have begun to normalize having an ID for everything. And if you look at the central agendas that they have at the Davos agenda at the UN, of course, they have signed memorandums of understanding. They're on the same page. At the same time that the UN said, we're going to go have this all in place by 2030. That's the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability and announced all their sustainable goals that they wanted to have done, started beginning to talk about what the cities were going to look like. At the same time that happened, that was when the World Economic Forum put out their "You'll Own Nothing and You'll Be Happy" video. They're now trying to push that back and say, no, that wasn't us. It was 4chan. They pushed back against an article that was bringing that back up again. But the people who did the article came back and said, well, you can go back and look on the Internet archives. And you can see where that originated. It did originate with the World Economic Forum. It is everything that they want for us. It is thinly veiled Marxism. And, of course, the pandemic was a dry run from this, but it's always been the climate change agenda that was at the center of it. At its core, it's Marxism, to own nothing. And I've referred to this as watermelon Marxism because it's completely red on the inside with a thin veneer of green. And so as you see John Kerry, the climate envoy for the U.S., appearing at Davos and all the rest of the people, everything they're doing is justified to save us from climate change. Just like anything was justified to save us from the pandemic, now everything is justified to save us from climate change. And if you go back and look, I've been around for quite a while. I remember when the very first Earth Day came out in 1970, the shouting and the demands to get rid of all of our cars, to reduce the population. But at that time, there was something a little bit different. We were all going to go into a new ice age. We were going to have mass starvation in the 1980s when the population went from 4 billion to 5 billion. Well, that did happen. It went to 5 billion. But we didn't have mass starvation. We didn't have a mass ice age. As a matter of fact, about 8 or 9 years into their panic, they did a complete reversal and went into global warming. And we've heard dire predictions now for 50 years, none of which have come true. And so the question is, why do people continue to believe them? I think it is at the point where nobody believes them, but they have control of the press. So today we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening. There's an interesting lawsuit coming after Google that gets to the heart not only of censorship, and the basis for it, and really the basis for stopping this kind of censorship that we see from the major platforms, they're basically being hoisted by their own petard because they have made themselves arbiters of truth. They will decide what is safe and what is not safe. They're being sued because they didn't take something down. And Google themselves understand that if they had let this go, if they had set themselves up as, I don't know, a public utility, which is what several states are suing them for, saying you're a public utility. You're also the digital town square. That's what Jack Dorsey called it, Twitter, multiple times under sworn testimony. If they are a public utility, if they are the digital public square, we know that they should not be controlling content, and yet they do. And they want to continue to do that. They don't want to be in a neutral position. Because just as we're seeing in Davos, the multinational corporations have joined with all of the different nations, essentially. If you go back and you look at what happened with the pandemic, there wasn't a single country that really pushed back against them. They were all in line with that. And so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about what is happening at Davos. We're going to talk about the coming CBDC. What does that mean for you? Are they going to roll it out this year? We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the crown for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, and we're back. And my name is David Knight, filling in for Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty. I really appreciate the opportunity. Let's talk about what is happening on the financial side. This year, at the beginning of the year, I said I think that CBDC is going to be the issue of 2023. I still believe that, and as we look at what is happening now with the the non-dollar oil trade that is starting to begin, this is the Saudis. And you understand that the basis of us being able to spend whatever we wish, the petrodollar, is what is on the line here. That is what Biden used as a weapon, and now this is blowing back. We've had, since Bretton Woods, right after World War II, the U.S. had the bulk of the world's gold. We had the strongest economy, the only one left standing. And so everybody established the U.S. dollar as the international standard. And then we started to abuse that. We started to spend money that we didn't have, and we printed more money than we had gold to back it up. And people were getting very shaky about that. So they had Bretton Woods II under Nixon, should say under President Kissinger, where they set up an agreement with Saudis that they would do all trade in oil in U.S. dollars, keeping us as the world's reserve currency. But now it was tied not to gold, but to oil, which actually makes a lot of sense. Back in the 1930s, you had a lot of people saying, well, maybe we shouldn't have central bank currencies as the standard. Maybe we should denominate everything in energy. And you understand that energy is the fundamental thing. Energy is the reality, more so than a fiat currency. And so it would make sense to denominate things in energy, but that's essentially what they did. They combined those two in the petrodollar. That gave us the opportunity to spend money without any reckoning. But the reckoning may be coming now. Because as Zero Hedge points out, Bloomberg is reporting it. Zero Hedge says, we told you a couple of months ago, well, actually, it was earlier this month, had Zoltan Pazdar, a New York Fed repo guru, they said, wrote one of the most important pieces of 2022. He described how Putin could unleash hell on the Western financial system by demanding that instead of dollars, Russian oil exporters would be paid in gold, effectively pegging oil to gold and launching petrogold. But now we have, as kind of a spin on that, China's President Xi met with Saudi, the Saudi people, as well as the GCC, the Gulf Cooperation Council, think OPEC. They met with the oil producers, Xi did. And now we have a move towards what is really a petro yuan. And in a statement by the Saudis, it appears that they are putting a priority on their relationship with China over the United States. And there's a couple of reasons for this. One, because we've weaponized the dollar, but also because we're no longer the big importers of oil. China is. China is not pulling back from using coal and oil and the things that work. China is focused on building out. They're not focused on politically correct agendas. China doesn't care about ESG. If you go back to the Paris Climate Accord, 2015, the people who really believe that there is an issue, man-made climate change, were furious because that agreement allowed the two countries that had the largest population to continue to build new power plants. They didn't require that the power plants be clean, but they could build as many as they wanted, as quickly as they wanted, for several more decades, while everyone else was capped and then had a date at which we would have to start reducing consumption on this. And, of course, India and China have done that. They don't make any effort. They're not required to. They don't care to make any effort to make their coal plants or their oil plants clean. The air is very, very dirty in both of those countries. And in India, if you drive a car that gets somewhere in the low 30 mile per gallon, it's been a while since I reported this, but it's in the low 30s. If you have a car, a gasoline car, you get mileage in the low 30s, you're going to be cleaner than if somebody were running an electric car off of their dirty grid. It's just a matter of where the emissions are coming from. But I don't want to argue the emissions. We need to attack the foundational lie that is underscoring all of this. But the Chinese don't care, and the Indians don't care. And they're moving on with their lives. They're building things. They're building out their society. And so they've become a big customer of the Saudis. And so if China is their biggest customer, and if the U.S. is playing games with this, what we essentially have is OPEC Plus, which is OPEC plus Russia, also with Iran, and they are now calling the tune. You have, as Zoltan had said, President Xi communicated that his message on invoicing people in his own currency. And, of course, China and Russia have very much wanted to do that because they do not want to have to convert everything to American standards, to the American dollar, and to be held hostage, as Biden is doing that. But Biden is also holding the American people hostage and the European people because the price of oil has skyrocketed. As the sanctions began, the sanctions never had an effect on Putin. As a matter of fact, he got, within a couple of months, he had made a $300 billion bonus. Why? Because they could still sell their oil, even at a discount. The sanctions jumped the price of oil so much that Russia could sell their oil and have people pay in gold or in Russian rubles. They could sell it at a 30% discount. And even though they're selling less of it, and that didn't happen for too long, even though they would sell less of it, they would make more money. They're selling it to China. China is reselling it at the highest price. So both Russia and China are benefiting from Biden's sanctions, as Americans and Europeans are suffering at this. But, of course, that's not a failure. That is what is intended by the Biden administration. They want to punish the U.S. and Europe. They want to drive us into a future where there's no internal combustion engines, where you have no oil or gas power. They want to drive us into a state of austerity because it's easier for them to control us. That is what this is truly about. So As the Saudi official said, quote, there are no issues with discussing how we settle our trade arrangements, whether it is with the U.S. dollar or whether it's with the euro or whether it's with the Saudi currency. I don't think we're waving away or ruling out any discussion that would help to improve trade around the world. We enjoy a very strategic relationship with China, and we enjoy the same strategic relationship with other nations, including the U.S. It's no longer a special relationship with the U.S. It's a special relationship with China, and we also share that with some other countries, you know, kind of like America. We want to develop that with Europe and other countries, and we're willing to be able, those who are willing to work with us. So China is focused on real development. They're going to be the real customers of China, and it's going to be a real problem for the United States as we are talking about raising the debt limit to 30-some-odd trillion dollars. That's where the fight is going to be. At the last minute, Mitch McConnell did a deal with the Democrats, and they were able to run through the $1.7 trillion. That would have been a leverage for the Republicans to do something. Now their only leverage is to fight on this continuing resolution, which you know they're going to give a continuing resolution to continue past tomorrow to raise the debt ceiling. But we're in a situation where we have amassed an amazing debt. We have gone in the last 15 years, we've gone from 40% of GDP to 100%. And most of that has come in the last 5 years. Went from 39% to 77% in 10 years, 2008 to 2018. In the last 5 years, it's gone from 77% of GDP to 100% of GDP. There is no concern about balancing the budget. There is no concern about the amount of money spent. As a matter of fact, the most fashionable economic theory amongst the Democrats is called the MMT, the modern monetary theory. It's like a Keynesian economics on steroids. It doesn't matter at all. And so then the question becomes, if it doesn't matter, then why are you bothering to tax us still, especially with an income tax? Well, the answer to that is simply to control you. Because modern monetary theories, everybody's scratching their head and saying, this Inflation Reduction Act that they did with massive tax increases and a lot of spending, how does that work? Well, under Democrat economic theory, it really doesn't matter how much money you spend, how much money you give to your friends. If it gets out of control, if inflation gets out of control, then what you do is you tax your enemies. And that's the economic system that we're under right now. So we'll be right back. We're going to talk about the next step with this, which is CBDC, and that is far more dangerous. As we're seeing a complete reset of the financial system, that is part of the Biden design. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The failed Republican candidate for a state house in New Mexico, who's accused of shooting at the homes of 4 Democrats, is due in court today. Police in Albuquerque say Solomon Pena hired 4 men to shoot at the houses and went with them on one occasion. Pena lost his race for a state house seat in November and had complained without proof of fraud. The National Archives says it must check with the Justice Department before sharing any information related to the classified documents it received from President Biden's lawyers. Us Republicans want those documents. 10,000 Microsoft workers are losing their jobs in layoffs that began today. Also, word Amazon has begun another round of job cuts. President Biden says the U.S. is making real progress in fighting inflation and lowering costs. This as the producer price index fell by 0.5% last month to its lowest level since March of 2021. Richard Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Welcome back. This is David Knight filling in for Bradley Dean. As we were going to break, I said, let's talk about CBDC when we come back, because we're looking at the petrodollar getting wobbly. The Saudis, who have been the key in terms of establishing the dollar as the currency that all energy is traded in, essentially, are now making moves towards China, towards OPEC, towards OPEC Plus, which includes Russia as well. If that is to happen, and that is a key thing that is starting to concern the U.S. as they've weaponized the American dollar. And we have a massive, massive debt. As that happens, they're looking to reset the financial system. And, of course, it's not just the United States. Every country on earth, just as we saw throughout the pandemic, it didn't matter which political party was in power. It didn't matter what their stated ideology was. It could be socialist. They could be conservative. It didn't matter. We saw some of the worst abuses from conservatives in Alberta, for example, in Canada. But also the conservatives in the UK. Didn't really matter what their state of political philosophy was. They became full-on tyrants. They operated in lockstep, all of them, doing exactly the same thing within a couple of months of each other, taking orders from the WHO, from the UN, the health professionals, quote unquote, in every country, all on the same page, all pushing the same solution. And of course, ultimately, it was to lock us down and to create an ID. All this has been focused on an ID. And of course, we were warned of this a couple of thousand years ago about the fact that the pharmakia, often translated as sorcery because drugs were so frequently used with religious rites. But the pharmakia, the greatest men, the wealthiest men, if you will, of the world, would not repent of their murders. And that's exactly what we're seeing. But if you want to know about a system where people are going to have the approval of the government to buy, to sell, to live their lives, to move, as we first started to see with the pandemic, that is exactly what CBDC is. All the worst aspects of the pandemic put on steroids, where they know everything that you do, follow everything that you do, control everything that you do. They can preemptively stop you from buying anything. They can keep track of how much carbon credits, as they put it, that you're using. I'm sorry, you can't buy any more meat. You've already had too much this month. That type of thing. You can't travel anymore. We have an organization of over 90 cities now called C40 talking about what their ultimate goal is. Their ultimate goal is no meat, no dairy, no private cars. You can have one plane trip every 3 years if you don't go the more than 1,000 miles. You can buy 3 articles of clothing per year. This is the kind of totalitarian austerity that they want to keep us under. That is always the goal of the tyrants, to keep us just barely alive and to have mass culling to scare people, to keep them in line. Take a look at what Mao did with his Great Leap Forward. Take a look at what Stalin did with his Holodomor in the Ukraine. Mass murder is their ally, and that is how they keep people in line, keep them under control. But when we go back to the currency, central bank digital currency, understand how that is going to completely reset your life and understand how far along we are really in this. Every country, virtually every country, has a CBDC program that is under development, already maybe under testing. We have a pilot program that's already running in the United States. In March of this last year, March of 2020, Biden put out an executive order to every bureaucracy. All the bureaucracies, of course, are under the executive branch. And so he tasked each and every one of them with reporting back in one of 4 different areas. First one was, how are we going to do a complete redesign of the financial system? That was already in the work. So, and how do we redesign the financial system? Number 2, how are we going to write the code, of course, to have a central bank digital currency? The third one was, how are we going to enforce it? I think that is a big part of what 87,000 IRS agents is about. You don't need an IRS, and you don't need IRS agents if you've got a central bank digital currency. You give them your number, and it immediately taxes you, or, you know, when somebody pays you or something, they take their cut right then. They know everything that's happening. You don't have to file a return with them. Republicans are either talking about, well, maybe we need to get rid of the income tax and have a national sales tax. Why aren't they talking about the central bank digital currency? It's well underway. That report was turned in September. And about a month or two later, they began their pilot program. Well, of course, they'd already started developing the code and modeling it, or they wouldn't have been able to do the pilot program that soon. This thing has been in the works for a long time. It's just a formality to go through this report. But the fourth of 4 different areas that he wanted people to report on, and again, you know, he would tell the Treasury Department, you know, you work on the financial redesign of the financial system, FBI and Homeland Security, you work on how to enforce it, that type of thing. But the fourth area was very telling. When he wanted all of the agencies to report back, one of the 4 areas was about climate. What does climate have to do with CBDC? CBDC does not have proof of work. It's just what they like to call proof of stake. In other words, you look at a cryptocurrency, and that's what all the mining is about. They have to prove that they did some work, and that keeps it honest. You can't just print money. There has to be some effort behind it. And eventually it will, you know, it's getting harder and harder to mine Bitcoin. It takes more and more processing. And eventually there'll be a fixed number of Bitcoins. There will still be miners that will be processing the transactions. That's the work that happens. And so that is proof of work. Central bank digital currencies are proof of stake. Essentially, it's a cryptocurrency that's a fiat, if you can imagine that. And that's what they've imagined. And so if that is the structure of this, they can process this very quickly. It's just a matter of processing it. They don't have to go through and, you know, do all the calculations that keep it honest with the cryptocurrencies. They just say, well, that's what it is, and we just process it electronically, and trust us, we're the government. We've got this. And so if you go to a proof of stake, then you don't have all the calculations and you don't use a lot of money. And that's going to be the way that they shut down their competitor cryptocurrency. They've already tried it in Nigeria. Nigeria had fairly good adoption of Bitcoin for an African nation. And so they decided that they would do a CBDC experiment there. What they found was that as they started putting out CBDC, people heard about it. And said, well, I don't like that, but maybe I'll use Bitcoin. Bitcoin usage soared, and nobody wanted the CBDC. So that's the competition. So when Biden does it, the key thing out of all those, more so than the redesign of the financial system, which they've already done, the coding, which they've already done, and the law enforcement, the key thing is how they're going to sell it to people. And they're going to sell it to people by saying, crypto uses so much energy, it's going to destroy the planet. So we're going to have to ban it. And we're going to have to send law enforcement out to shut down the miners, physically shut them down, as they did in China at one point in time. China didn't have to try to justify this on some phony, baloney climate basis. They just did it because they could. But in America, they need to come up with some kind of an explanation, no matter how tenuous or phony it is. And so that's what they're going to do to give themselves a reason to shut this down. But it is a very dangerous system. It is the worst of everything. They're coming at us in multiple ways in terms of digital ID. Just last week, we talked about the fact that they ran a biometric experiment, the government did, with several hundred babies in Mexico. How early can we grab their biometric information and get them into our database accurately? What they found was, after a couple of days, when a child was just a couple of days old, the biometric information that they got from the child was only about 70-some-odd, I think it's 77%. I don't remember the exact number, but it was in the 70s, accurate. But if they waited until day four and took biometric information from the baby, later on it would have over a 95% accuracy rate. They're looking at every way that they can to tag us, to inventory us. When they talk about the Internet of Things, well, we're one of those things. We're just cattle. We're inventory to them. And they want to keep constant surveillance on us. If you look at some of the documents from DARPA, who has been behind so much of this stuff, actually the Internet was designed by DARPA. Going back to the 1960s, it was designed by a psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider, and didn't become practical until the 1990s. Once it became practical, the CIA went public with its own venture capital firm, Incutel. And you had a lot of other venture capital firms that had people from the CIA and the NSA all scattered throughout their boards. They were picking the competitors for the Internet, and they wanted people that they could work with and then let them duke it out amongst themselves to see the survival of the fittest. But it's always been designed as a psychological tool. It's always been designed as a tool of manipulation and surveillance. As DARPA was referring to constant surveillance, they referred to it as maintaining custody. Why do they keep using these prison terms, maintaining custody, lockdown, all the rest of this stuff? Because it is, as many people have said, an open-air prison. I call it a wireless prison. That's why they need a higher bandwidth. And so we're going to talk about when we come back, what do we do to push back against it? It's really very simple. The things that are going to make us happy, the things that are going to fulfill us as human beings, are antithetical to what they want to do. We can have a fulfilling life, and we can shut this down, and we can do it starting with ourselves. We'll be right back to tell you how in just a minute.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tonight, filling in for Bradley Dean. In this last segment that we have today, we'll talk about something positive. I've been talking about the threats coming to us in every direction, global threats, financial threats. But if you're a Christian, you don't have to worry about that. But our society is not, I mean, certainly you have to be concerned about it. We have to do something about it. But it is not something, we don't live by fear and anxiety. And yet, everywhere we look, we see fear and anxiety increasing, especially with economic uncertainty that people are looking. Are we going into recession? Are we going into depression? What is going to be happening with war on the horizon? There's a lot of anxiety and depression. But I like to say that as Christians, we've got a leverage point. We've got a focal point that is based outside of this life. And that gives us a tremendous amount of leverage to make change. And so we need to understand what the basis of that is. Our society is suffering and dying. Depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts with individuals. And it looks like our society is committing suicide, doesn't it? In so many different ways. We have study after study showing that the younger generation is not interested in having kids. They're interested, like other previous generations, beginning with mid-20th century. More interested in their career than having kids. They don't see fulfillment in that. We see that they are focused on not having kids because, the planet is going to, everybody's going to die on the planet. Why should I bring kids in the world? This is the thing that's being sold to people by Greta Thunberg, by people like AOC. I call her occasional cortex. That is perhaps a virtue signaling statement. Perhaps it is simply because they want to have their own life where they themselves are the center of it. You know, in the last days, people will become lovers of themselves, right? What do we see today? Everywhere you look, you're being told to love yourself, look after number one, and so forth. And we don't even need to be told that. That is our fallen nature, if you will. But there were a couple of stories that came out in the last week. One about the most effective way to fight depression and anxiety. There was a study that was done, and they took three different approaches. Of course, there is a fourth approach where you can just medicate with SSRIs and other things like that. That is very dangerous. That is at the heart of a lot of these murder-suicides. It's a very, very dangerous drug. If you're on that and you're having bad effects, do not just stop it cold turkey. Don't even adjust your medication levels very much, because it will trigger all kinds of psychotic events. And it has been at the center of a lot of those. But in this particular study, what they did was they said, we're going to try three different things and see how they work. One of them would be to schedule visits with other people and socialize with other people a lot more. They found that that helped a little bit. They also said, sit down and do a self-evaluation and think about your life and, you know, contemplate where you are in life, and that helped a little bit. But the thing that really helped far more than those two approaches, and I would say also far more than the pharmaceutical approach, was to just do small acts of kindness. And you only needed to do a few of them each week. You didn't even need to do one a day. And it could be very simple. It could be just making some food for a friend, that type of thing. And as I looked at that, I thought, maybe people should go back and reevaluate how beneficial it is to have kids, for example. It is more blessed to give than to receive. A fulfillment in giving of yourself. That was the answer to depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts. And on the flip side, another study came out, very detailed study, a very large study, showing that suicide rates with children coincided with the school calendar. So when kids would go on break, if they'd go on holiday break or they'd go on summer break, it would go down. And as soon as school started, it would go back up. It wasn't a seasonal thing, because they compared schools that started in August versus schools that started in September. It was exactly timed. The increase in dramatic increase in suicide directly timed with the school period. And they found that when kids were doing Zoom class, when they closed the schools, the suicide rates went down. Now, that's not what you've been told, is it? But that is actually what happened. Suicide rates went down. Why is that? Well, we all know, if you've ever seen Lord of the Flies or read the book, we all know what happens when you put a lot of kids together. They bully each other. We homeschooled our kids. My wife has a master's degree in education. She taught in school. Both of us went through school. So we knew what it was about. And we knew there had to be a better way. Bullying is not something that is unique to transgender kids. This has always been there from one thing after the other, and it will always be there. As part of the dynamics, when you get 30 kids together with one adult supervisor that doesn't know them, doesn't love them. Now, they may like them, but they don't love them like parents do. And isn't it interesting that both adults and children need each other? We are created that way, where we need each other. We need the human touch, the community. And isn't it also interesting that everything that every government, as I said, worldwide, we saw through the pandemic, it didn't matter what the political party was, what their stated philosophy was, they were all about isolating us. It's about the, even social distance. If you get in a group, stay 6 feet away from everybody, right? We're going to continue this. We're going to keep working from home and all the rest of this. They want you isolated. They want you connected to each other only through their portal that they control and that they watch. They want you in the metaverse. They want you in a virtual reality. They don't want you in a real reality. We have to get back to what is real. And as we have purged children out of our lives, as we devalue what it means to be a parent, to be a mother especially, we've also pushed God out of our lives. I've been watching this happen my entire life. God being pushed further and further out of society, out of schools and education. And that is really what is behind all of this. And so when we look at where we are now, look at what has really ramped up in the last year or so. Last year truly was amazing how ubiquitous all the drag queen story time hours and the pushing this to kids. And I'd said years ago what this pushing of transgenderism to kids is all about was about pedophilia. And that's a part of it. If a child can determine as a minor that they are in the wrong body, and as a minor they can determine that they want to have chemical alteration of their body or surgical alteration of their body, both of which are permanent, you know, chemical just as permanent as the surgical. If they can make those kinds of decisions that it's difficult for adults to make, well, then, of course, they can consent to sex. And so I said, this is ultimately a pedophile agenda. Well, you've seen that in spades. That was well before any of the drag queen story time hour was there. It was pretty clear that they were trying to present children as individuals who could make their own choices in life away from their parents. Again, pulling them away from the family, breaking the family up. But that is only part of it. As you look at this, the ultimate destination of this is transhumanism, a post-humanism. And it is all coming from the wellspring of postmodernism, another ism. Postmodernism is the fact that there is no absolute truth. And once you start to make that the foundation of academia, of college, of education, when you completely remove yourself from the truth, it began as modernism, which was to push back against the absolute standards of God and to push God out. And then it got to the point where not only is there no God, but there's no truth, and everybody's got their own truth, and there is no reality, and we can all make up our own reality. We can be a cat, or we can be this or that. All of these things that you're seeing, the silly stuff that you're seeing on TikTok, brought to you by libs of TikTok, people pretending that they're a cat or something like that. That's just the beginning of it. The metaverse feeds into that, where you spend your entire life connected through a television screen, working with an avatar that you've made up. It could be anything. It could be a made-up creature. It could be a different creature. You could be a different sex, all these different things. That is the non-reality that they are pushing to us. And once you cut yourself away from God, that's when you start going into a non-reality. This kind of degeneracy that we see in our society, God is giving us over to that. He's giving us over to the fantasies of our lives to become lovers of self. And our society is really turning on itself. So how do we solve this? Well, we don't have anybody that we can support for president that's going to fix everything for us. President is not Savior. The president is not God, and we don't want to give them godlike powers, even though they want godlike powers and have seized them in many ways. But it begins with us. It begins with us fixing our relationship to God, fixing our relationship to our family and to our community, the exact opposite of what they want. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight. You can find me at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you very much, Bradley. Appreciate the opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.